Nida, how have you seen the season?
I think it's been pleased with how I've been performing and even how the girls set was, because I've been at Maverick for, what, 8-9 years. But I think that kind of died down. I think it was a good move in the end, just for me in terms of my personal development. I feel like this year I've really grown as a player in terms of my leadership. I'm one of the most senior players, well, the most senior player in the team. But I think it's definitely paid dividends.
Have you been happy with the squad at the whole? I mean, the injury to Katie hasn't helped, but who's impressed you?
You know, I think this season, Bethany Sutherland's really stepped up. She's a very young player. She's only 21 years old. Was 20 when she first started the season with us. Not much experience of playing at this level. And, you know, when Katie Holland went down, it was, you know, a big blow to our squad. And I just think that Beth did a fantastic job at stepping up and just taking that role on and just learning to play with me really quickly. You know, I think it only took us 2 or 3 games to get it settled, and now actually it's made a big benefit to our team, the fact that she can play goal defence the way she's playing. And actually now that Holland is back, it means that when she goes to win defence, she says it finds it a little bit easier actually, because goal defence is so knackering. So I'm just really pleased with how she's stepped up and then she's developed as a player. I've also been really pleased with how Yaz stepped in, so when Mickey went injured as well. You know, it's always a big test when you've had someone playing more consistently, and it's very a big challenge for you. And everything is like, okay, you're now in the limelight. And I think Yaz has stepped into that role really well too. And it's just as upsetting as it has been for the two players that we lost for a major majority of, you know, some of our big games. We now actually have more strings to our bow because of that, because the girls have to step up. And I think that's been really beneficial to us going forward, and it will be beneficial to us going for next season.
It's intense at the best of times, but have you had a chance to enjoy it?
There have been some games where it's literally been, my hair's going to fall out. And I feel like I'm getting more grey hairs by the game. But, you know, I have actually really enjoyed it this season. You know, I was quite apprehensive at the start of the year. I hadn't played Super League for a whole season. You know, and it's a big challenge to be signed when you're injured at a time to, you know if you're going to make it. And for me, the most enjoyment that I've had is getting to learn about the players that I'm playing with. You know, and taking the new role as captain as well, you know, it's been challenging at times, but I have definitely enjoyed the challenge. I've loved playing this season in terms of when we're winning, I never look like losing, who does? But I am, you know, I'm pleased that I managed to step up to the task more often than not. And, you know, whenever you're playing well, you do enjoy playing. So it did make me kind of fall back in love again with my sport, not necessarily the training and driving for an hour and a half, you know, 3 times a week, but actually stepping out on court with my team every single week, I have really relished and enjoyed every single game.
Has there been a toughest opponent you've faced, or maybe a team as such?
I mean, individually, I think all shoes are difficult. You know, if the feed is on, the ball's going to get to the shooter. Team-wise, I think every single game we have played has been really difficult. And I think for me, this season, which is a huge accolade to the sport, I think this year has been the hardest season I've ever played in terms of no game is easy. You know, 7 years ago, you knew there were some games that we'd be able to play combinations. You'd probably get a good 20-goal win if you just had a mediocre game. This season, you could not afford to have a mediocre game or you would lose. So I think that's a good testament to the imports that have been coming into other teams, and also to the English players who are left over here after, you know, a few of us players going abroad, that are stepping up and being those, you know, those leaders in their teams and playing out of their skin every single week. So it's great for the sport. But in terms of team-wise, it's been great as well, because, you know, we've had 10 teams this year and anyone could have made top 4. So as we all know, because now we're battling out for that as well.
How about the Fast Five when that launches and it's going to be taking place at the O2? Completely different game altogether, but one heck of an electric atmosphere.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic opportunity. I think it's great that they're playing the O2 Arena as well. It's a massive venue to be playing at. You know, Wembley Arena is a big venue, but I mean, the O2 is absolutely ginormous. So, you know, as long as that is full up, I think it's going to be fantastic. And having the netball and the basketball, it's going to be really exciting. I really love Fast Five. I think it's a really exciting version of our game. And it's a great experience for the young players as well coming through to experience Fast Five. There was a few years ago where Fast Five was starting to come through as our pre-season tournament. Being a centre playing Fast Five is a different level to playing centre when you're playing with, you know, with two other players on the court with you. So it'll be very interesting to see which players can step up to the task, because I think it's really going to test people's fitness playing that tournament in September after you've been off for a couple of months.
The game at the weekend against Sirens was nervous at best, watching it on Twitter. Obviously, they got that goal very late. Tough to take?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like this season, none of the luck has really fallen our way. So, you know, we were playing really well for the whole game. And then fourth quarter, we just started to panic a little bit and just started throwing the ball away. And then the scoreboard broke, so we didn't know how long there was to go. We didn't know what the score was. And I think it's definitely been a learning curve for all of us to actually realise how much you do rely on seeing those visual cues. You know, knowing if there's 3 minutes to go and you've got to set the pass, you might be making that extra ball. But it was quite a challenge for us that final quarter. But also, you know, like I said, a learning experience. You can't afford to go out in the last quarter, make that many errors, and then not defend like we have been the whole game. And it's really disappointing because for the first three quarters, we played really clinical, strong netball for, you know, and they are a very good team. They've got some really strong ends on them, and you can't afford to have those kind of mistakes and expect to come back from it. Obviously, it was, you know, we had a slightly different squad, but actually, we were still doing the job. So, very disappointing. It's gutting, yes, but we're not out yet. But, you know, end of the day, everything that's happened now, it was all in our fate. It was all in our hands. So there's nothing more you can really say about that other than if we didn't have those couple silly losses, if, you know, we sorted our lives out in that last quarter and realised what was happening a bit earlier, we wouldn't be having to do or die on Saturday.
We mentioned Beth earlier. How about some of the other youngsters like Frankie and Rhea? Have you seen them develop?
You know, this season as well, it's always hard whenever you're the youngest in the squad because there are going to be players who are above you who will get more consistent court time. But what I have been really impressed with is how, you know, these three youngsters are in our squad. And I know what it's like to be in their shoes. You know, you're hoping to get on court. And when they come on court, they've taken the opportunity and done really well. You know, on Saturday, Frankie Wells, I thought she came on court when Megan went off and actually played out of her skin. You know, I think she did fantastically well. She proved to everyone that, you know, she can come on court, and I think that's really, really good. And, you know, with Beth as well, because she's getting that consistent court time as well, she has improved every single game. And, you know, and I think that's just a huge, you know, it's a huge pointer to show that we do need to give our younger guys the court time. Yes, you want to win games and stuff, and when the league is so tight, it is quite difficult sometimes to give the younger guys a court time because you want to win the game. But I think it's made a massive difference to Beth, Rhea and Frankie that, you know, they've experienced tough netball this season. You know, like Rhea's played in some really hard games for us this year and stepped up to the mark whenever we needed her to, when, you know, when other people might not be doing that. So it just gives them, you know, that experience, even if it is in smaller doses, rather than obviously everyone wants to play. But having them those small doses means that next year they'll know what it feels like to play at this level.
How was everybody ahead of the weekend?
Last night at training, everyone was really pumped, had a really good session. Everyone was just like, look, we've got to play this last game like it's our last, and to enjoy it and to make sure that we put out the best performance of netball that we can. You know, and basically if we do that, we will get the win, because we know if we play as consolidated and steady as we have done in the past against some of these big teams, we can definitely do it. But it's a 60-minute game, and we all know that. But I think the mental attitude at the moment is for the team. What we said last night was just making sure that we do everything we can on Saturday to know that we gave it our all. We don't want to leave that court thinking, I could have given another 5%, actually. I don't feel that tired. So there's not going to be one Surrey Storm player on Saturday that isn't going to come off that court blowing. They are going to be working so hard to make sure that we give the best performance to give us the best chance of winning that match. And then, as usual, you know, unfortunately it's in fate's hands, but hopefully luck is on our side and we play really well and we can pull it out of the bag. But if we don't, we just want to make sure that we have the most amazing performance we've had the whole season, and then that will make our season feel like it's been worth something.